Eat ingredients. Travel portrait number 33. A successful dilemma. A cut out of alacrity. Wednesday, September 28th, 2011. When I signed the consent form, June 2011, to have the endoscopic transphrenoidal adenectomy, pituitary surgery through the nose, there was a clause stating that my sense of taste might alter for a unspecified period of time. 3 months later, I am into my second week of recuperating from a laparoscopic adrenalectomy. Surgical incisions located in the abdominal area. I needed to have this surgery because the partially removed pituitary gland continued to be active in triggering my adrenal glands to produce toxic levels of cortisol. The consequence from the surgeries on my eating habits thus far is that I have a decreased appetite. I am eating, however, not as enthusiastically as I had months ago. I noticed the change in my sense of taste when I was on the post-adrenalectomy liquid diet, which consisted of broth, fruit-flavored gelatin, pudding, cranberry juice, iced tea, and water. The hospital cafeteria broth was the most alarming when contrasted to my memorable broth made from fresh chicken stock. My broth should taste better than the water boiled with instant powder version. However, the other meal items tasted just as funny. Note, the adrenal surgery was at the same hospital as I had in June for the pituitary. The menu's meal combination had not changed, nor had the vendor of these menu items, provisions that were well within their expiration date. The taste comparison was not the difference between two recipes, but the change in the evaluator's conclusion due to his altered faculties. My memory of singular items prepared no differently than before. I did not fuss over the taste matter for fear that the issue might rouse a pedigreed reaction as opposed to a symptomatic classification. if either fear or both were provocative, I did not want to delay. I wanted to move bravely onward to solid food as quickly as possible without a hint of this incident. After all, the adenectomy and adrenalectomy were not about the purpose of heightening my ability to fathom seasoning irregularities. Follow-up to follow. My first solid meal was spinach quiche accompanied by a sausage patty. The breakfast was overspiced. I did not take a second bite. Fortunately, the biscuit with margarine was bland enough. The decaffeinated tea, lemon, was swigalicious. For lunch, baked turkey sliced with gravy was accompanied by cheese and macaroni. Dinner was a fish fillet with paprika, roasted potatoes in addition. The turkey and fish overpowered my palate. The cheese and macaroni, likewise for the potatoes, was less sickening to the stomach. My stomach was distended, not in contentment, but in need of relief. The stitches scarring my plump belly were not a laughable gaseous distraction. A suppository did not make me sit and contemplate, nor did relaxation in the form of a pill soften my facial expression or assist in the dispense of my airs. At home, ad nauseam for naught, gladly I am progressing since being discharged from the hospital. The depletion of hormonal toxins has yet to triumph my taste senses. The loss of appetite has yet to tuck into my tummy demure delights. I do find myself with a fully portioned plate, but not heaping. I find myself chewing more slowly, now in smaller bites, adjusting for vagary as well. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by contacting me. Thanks for taking the time to eat, eat, eat ingredients. So try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2011 by Edward Brown II. All rights reserved.